Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it. I gave you a long one to read, but I thought that was important to read. That's what Christmas is all about. You know, it just points to Christ, and that's where we want to be pointed. Good morning. Yeah, it's wonderful to have you here this morning. I was just thinking about that Troy Polamalu car. We used to have a car called Biso. You know, it was a little Datsun. For some reason, we called it Biso and stuff of that. So we'll still pray for that car, even though I still have issues there, some of that there. So things will work out for you, Vonda. Praise the Lord for that. So it's wonderful to be able to come together to see the different type of decorations that kind of, everything kind of points, it is to point to Christ as our Lord and Savior, and the joy of knowing that. And today, you know, we're talking about things of joy, joyfulness. And sometimes when you think about breaking in, it's not really a joyful thought. Usually breaking in has a negative connotation to it. You know, somebody, you know, in Thailand, we were broken into many times, to our house, people stealing things and stuff like that. And, you know, so when we're, and of course we lived in L.A., and who knows? I think my brother's motorcycle got stolen once. So things happen, you know, breaking in. But this time, the breaking in has more, when God breaks in, it has a more important meaning in our lives, and it can be very positive as well. Because we have the break in. Oops, sorry. I'm going too fast for myself. So we have the breaking in. And I still remember back in days when I was going to the University of Arizona, and you know, it was a time where I was learning, you know, going into college, leaving family and all that, leaving Southern Cal. You know, never really did anything, you know, in another state for very long. That we visited our family all around the country, but and this time, after 2 years of study, I felt that I was lost in the desert. You know, I wasn't going to church. I really wasn't even seeking God, even though I knew he kind of existed, but it was just something that you did once in a while, right? And so, and not only was I feeling lost, but I was feeling more meaningless, and it was harder and harder to get together with friends because their schedules were changing, so I was getting more lonely, and I felt myself becoming more and more depressed at that time, and I was going, man, you know, I don't know. And then God, he's started to break through in my life. Now, in this scene with the shepherds, you know, God just, you know, he sent his angel to proclaim this good news, and he broke through, you know, suddenly, you know. But he can also break through over time. And in my life, he broke through over time because what he did, and at that moment, I didn't feel like it was a blessing, but I could not declare residency. I was trying to get it done, but I just couldn't do it, and I didn't have enough money to keep on going, so I had to stop studying and return home. And at that point, I felt defeated. I felt like a failure. You know, I didn't complete what I was going after. You know, I was actually studying in architecture, and, you know, I was going, oh, man. And so now, here I am back in my mom's home. My dad passed away a few years earlier and stuff, so I was just going, what am I going to do now? And we'll talk about that later, okay? But God is breaking through in that situation. So he has to break in, and we'll be talking a little bit more about as he breaks in, there becomes a breaking through in our lives, and that will lead to a breaking out. And so we're going to be looking at how all that coincides with God's breaking in. Let's into our lives. Let's pray before we continue on. Lord God, yes, we thank you for this time that we can gather in your name to grow in the grace and knowledge of who you are. It's an honor to be able just to come and be a part of a family, Lord, in Christ, and to see all the wonders you're doing in our lives and through our lives. And we know this is because of what you have done for us. All that we have is from your hand. all those things that are really good. So we thank you for that, Father. And we ask that you bless this time, bless these words, Lord, that your name be honored and glorified, that the teaching will go out true, Lord, that it will penetrate our hearts and draw us nearer to yourself so we can continue to grow and continue to be a blessing as you have blessed us. We just praise you and thank you for this time. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. So breaking in God's style, right? And if you read your Bible, you will see many break-ins. In fact, pretty much everybody in this Bible talking about, if not everybody, God broke into their lives in one way or another. Back in the day of Noah, this guy was part of this race of people who were becoming more evil. And then God called him out, and he broke into his life and said, build an ark! How crazy it was, right? And then you got Abraham, you know. Oops, sorry. Oh, I'm even further behind now. I'm kind of running off here. Let me go forward, then I'm going to have to go back. Then you got Abraham. And Abraham was comfortable and happy in his own home with all of his relatives around him. And God said, go. Go to a place. Go to this place. Though you know not know it, a strange land. They'll go. And he went. Moses, as we see in that picture, if you've seen the movie Ten Commandments, right? God breaking into their lives in those times of judgment upon the Egyptians. And, you know, using Moses as that. And Red Sea, you know, that's just another display of his power amongst all the other things that he did. And he got, then he just skipped forward, not that, from there to all the way through, there's, you know, I can just go through the whole Bible, right? You know, Gideon and Samson, and, you know, you got Saul, you know, King Saul, King David. You had all, you know, how God broke through into their lives, breaking into their lives and changing them. Elizabeth and Zechariah were, God had a breaking in on them, right? They're older, childless, and all of a sudden, he says, here's a child. Name him John, and he will be the one to prepare the way for the Messiah. And then, of course, Mary and Joseph. You know, Mary's just a young lady. All of a sudden, this angel breaks in upon her life, right? And says, you're going to have a baby. You're going to name him Jesus. And he's going to be the Savior of the world. And they keep on going. Peter, you know, on the fishing boat after Jesus preached and he wasn't catching any fish. And Jesus says, well, cast that net. And he casts the net and he gets all these fish. And he says, oh, and he just sees Jesus as who he is. And he falls at his feet. And he confesses his sins. He says, get away from me. I'm a sinner. Paul. Knocked off, I don't know if he was on a horse or if he was walking, but he was knocked down by this great light breaking in on him. And I think that if we looked at our own lives, we can see how he broke in our lives. Like I said, it can be done suddenly. It could be done, you know, oops, I got to go backwards because I messed up that one slide. Sometimes I do that. It comes unexpectedly. It comes suddenly. You know, the shepherds were out there just doing their regular everyday thing, right? And all of a sudden, boom, God breaks into their lives. They didn't expect that. And if they thought that was going to happen, they thought it would probably be the priests that he would be talking to and not them, some lowly people watching over sheep. But God had a different idea, right? Terrifying as it can be. And I know probably each one of you have a different, you know, way how God has broken into your lives. You might have been terrifying. Or it might have been something very subtle like mine as time went on. You know, he was like chipping down a big wall. in my life. But he's sovereign. See, he's breaking in for a reason. He's got this sovereign salvation plan that he's promised from Genesis 3 that he would do, that he would send that Messiah to defeat the enemy and to save his people. See, he's carrying out that promise. Even if he has a break into our ordinary routine lives to keep it moving, he does that. We can see that throughout the history of the church and the history of Israel. He keeps breaking in because he knows we get to a point to where we start going, huh? We start losing focus, and all of a sudden, like, boom, he comes into something else. You know, you get somebody like a Martin Luther to start, you know, going to Wittenberg and starting hammering those, you know, nailing that paper to the door of the Roman Catholic Church. Say, hey, it is by grace we have been saved by faith. Not of works. So things like that, he moves. You know, salvation plan will be, he's going to finish it. So we can always trust in that. So that's God's breaking in style. You know, another thing, if you look at history, you don't have to be a God-fearer for God to break into your life. If you look at Pharaoh of Egypt, he met God through all those judgments. And when his army was destroyed, who knows what happened to him then. But he saw the power of God delivered. Nebuchadnezzar, guy of Babylon who took the people of Judah into exile. Ruthless, yet praising God. Praising God for what he has shown him when he had to be, you know, when the time of Daniel, when Daniel was speaking in those times to him, it's the time of the fiery furnace with his friends, you know, he proclaimed God's greatness, his sovereignty. That is what he does. He breaks through, even in the lives of there. Even a guy named King Cyrus, later in the kingdom of the Medes and Persians, he proclaimed freedom for the Jewish people to go back to their country to build the temple again. That was God's plan. Cyrus didn't have it in mind, but God broke through in his life to where he would proclaim it, even though he wasn't a God-fearer. Did he become a God-fearer? I don't know. But he can do it through our lives. He can do it through the lives of others. And that's how he works. Because he's going to continue his plan, and nobody can thwart it. And then it says, you know, in the song we sang, Hark, the Herald Angel Sings, right? It's a beautiful song. If you really look at the words, we'll look at them a little bit closer. But, you know, hark. You know, hark. What is it? You know, he breaks into our lives. He says, hark. You know, what that means is listen. Listen to me. You know, when after the transfiguration and his three closest are next to Jesus there and they saw his glory at that point, and then the cloud came upon them and then they heard his voice. This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him. And people are going, well, listen to what? What are we supposed to listen to? Well, you listen to the things what we are saying in that song, right? He's a newborn king. Hark, listen. He's here, the one who brings salvation, the one who reconciles man and God. The one who raises sons and daughters and gives them second birth. And that's a spiritual birth. Remember in John 3, talking about being born again? The one who is of everlasting. The one who is to be honored and gloried, where all the nations will praise him. It's just a powerful, powerful time and words of great joy that angels spoke. You know, and looking there in two there chapter 2 of Luke, and as the angel was speaking to them in the chapter, and he says, "Don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." We are to listen to this. You know, he's breaking into our lives. The shepherds are now, their whole routine was just blown away, and are meeting this angel, and he's proclaiming this good news. And now, will they listen? Well, they did. Because we'll find out what they did later, right? They not only listened, but they opened their hearts to this wonderful thing that the angel is proclaiming. This proclamation of the Savior has been born. He says, "I bring you good news that caused great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Wow. What did the shepherds do? Did they sit there and go, "Hey, what do you think? Should we just stick around? You want to stay around and watch the sheep while I go? Or do you just want to stay here?" No. They said, "Oh, let's go. Let's get out of here." I don't know if they had anybody watching the sheep. They just ran off and hurried to see this wonderful thing. This baby that is supposed to be the Messiah. Have you ever had anything that in your life like that? To where you met Christ in such a way that he broke into your life in such a way that caused you to run to him? Are you still out there watching the sheep? Still kind of going, Or did you listen? Did you listen? Did you open your heart? Did you run? Did you hurry to see this baby, the Messiah? He still offers us an opportunity even today to do that. See, with breaking in God's style, he allows for breaking through in our lives because we can't do it on our own. We can't break through this big wall that we have set up called pride in our lives. Pride, ignorance, deception, all that is that part of that big wall that we have in our hearts and our minds that don't allow us to listen. You know, we just hear a little muffled voice. You know, if you've ever been, you know, to a hotel or something like that, and you have somebody in the next room, but you can't really hear what they're saying, but they're going, you know, it's just mumbling. You can't hear. Because there's something that's preventing you from hearing their voice very clearly. See, that's what happens in our lives. All these things, all of our experiences, all the things that we have been taught in our lives might not really be what God is teaching us. Might be just man's traditions, his philosophies, his will, his knowledge, but not God. And then we get all messed up. Then things get, we can't hear his voice. We don't understand what's going on, so we're not going to run. But the shepherds did, and then what did they do? They returned after seeing that child. You know what they were doing in that time? They were also proclaiming this. Proclaiming this good news. Hey, we saw this child, you know. He's the Messiah. This angel broke through. He came and told us. You know, people going, what? You know, they returned back to their flocks with returning, glorifying, and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. For what? Which were just as they had been told. They took the angel at his word. And they went and saw the truth. Breaking through our hearts. Only God's word can do that. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is a miracle of faith that stirs our hearts. But there's also that choice that we have to make, whether we're going to move on it or not. So there's that freedom of choice, and there's working of God in our hearts at the same time. Breaking down that wall. Is there a wall in your life right now that needs to be broken down? A lot of times it comes down to just not understanding who God is. Maybe not praying, maybe not spending time in Word as much as we need to, or being in fellowship with others, Christians, to grow together and learn together. Or maybe it's just a lot of things coming at you at once, and you just can't hear through all the pain, all the suffering going on in your life. And that's why it takes a mighty God, the one who is relentless, who is willing to interrupt our little routines and come in and save us from all that. Down breakthrough, even in the suffering, even in the pain, even in the failure, he'll break into our lives and cause us to break through all that so we can see him, so we can go and see that baby Jesus. We can see who he is, and that we can understand the promises, and we can go forth with great joy, praising and glorifying him. See, the word breakthrough, we were reading on Tuesday morning. Joe missed it again. Always pick on Joe. Thank you, Joe. He missed it again. UPS calls. But breaking through, you know, Elijah, who gave this news to King Ahab, says, hey, God told me. He says, there's no rain until I say again. So there's, you know, and then God just caused Elijah to disappear. He hid him from Ahab. King Ahab couldn't find him. All right, and then he brought him to a house, a home of this widow of Zarephath, who wasn't a Jewish person, just a Gentile. And she had a son, but you know, God did miracle in her because they were running out of oil and bread, you know, flour to make that bread. But when Elijah came along and says, hey, just give me some bread, and they did that. And then as time went on, they kept on getting more oil and more flour. They were able to eat and being taken care of all that time. And during that time, a tragedy happened. The son of that widow died suddenly. And she says, what are you doing to me, man of God? Why did you bring this into my life? How many times have we said that to God? What are you doing, God? Why did you do that? I don't want it. How many times have I said that? And then, by grace of God, Elijah was able to raise that person back up. He prayed. He laid on the boy 3 times. And he had to cry out for mercy from God, and God brought him back to life again. And then the words of this from the woman, the widow, says, now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is truth. See, sometimes when he breaks in, he'll catch our attention one way or another. Some people get cancer. Some people get in a car accident. Some people lose a job. Some people lose a spouse. Or a child, or just something happens in your life that just causes you to go, oh. For me, I had to come back, I had to leave Arizona and come back to my mom's house. That's a failure. You know, that's such a bad time. I didn't know what God was doing because I wasn't even talking to him. That time, breaking through. She learned the truth. Shepherds learn the truth. Spoken, listen, and did that. So the breaking in causes the breaking through in our lives to where we will actually go to the child, even though we might not really want to, but we're just driven, we're compelled to come to the feet of Christ and to face our sin head on and to deal with it at the cross, one way or another. And in that, there's a breaking out. See, the breaking through, now we can see. Now we hear the truth. Now we know the truth. Now we break out. When you break out, you know, I still think about the shepherds, you know, and the angel says, well, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that causes great joy in your life. See, the breaking, all that breaking in and breaking through will cause us to break out. I don't know about you, but think of those situations when your son or daughter wins a championship or wins a big game or does really well at something, or if we get a promotion in our job, or we have our first child or second child or third or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, what do we do? Hey, how's it going, Bob? Oh, things are okay. No, you don't do that. You go, hey, my son last night, he scored a winning touchdown. He's going to the Dallas Cowboys next year. Salvation. Salvation. Where are you, Vonda? There you are. All right. Just want to make sure you're here. Yes, am I right? Something wonderful happens in your life. What are you going to go, just start talking about peanut butter and jelly? I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich last night. It was so good. Is that what you do? Are you going, oh, my daughter, she's such a great violinist. She just tore it apart last night. Oh, we had our first grandbaby. Ooh, little Bubba. You should see him. He's a round guy. You do that, yes? Hello, yes? Your team wins the championship. You don't sit there and go, you go, yeah, right? That's what we are to do here. This is how we are to live our lives. We're not just going around, oh, how you doing? You go out there and say, hey, I got great joy in my life. Just, why? Why do you, what, where is it coming from? It's coming from Christ the Lord. See, he was born to save me. This little baby was born to die for me in my place, to reconcile me to God, to where I can be made right in his sight again. So now I can come back just where he wants me, just where he purposed me to do from long ago. Great joy. Good news. Share it with joy. Those shepherds were going back. They weren't going back with their, you know, cloth over them. They were praising God, glorifying him. We are to do the same amongst all those around us. They are living in darkness. So many. So many are living in darkness. And they have that big old wall in front of them. They just can't hear it. They can't see it. But we can. And we can proclaim it for them. And that's part of it. And we're to run and see Jesus. You know, run and see Jesus like the shepherds and be at his feet. But then the wise men come and they give these gifts. We are to give Christ gifts. But you know what? What can we give the King of Kings, the creator of all things? Because everything is his. Everything we do is what? It's like filthy rags before him. So what can we give him? What? Huh? Give him praise. From where? What does he want most of all? What is his desire? Our hearts. See, when you give your heart, that's your commitment, that's your loyalty, that's your everything. You are surrendered like a Peter before him. Peter, when he died, the tradition goes that he said, I don't want to die like Christ. I don't want to be crucified like this. Crucify me upside down. Because he didn't think that he could ever even come close to Christ. Yes. More people needing help. And that's what Christ has brought us here for. So we can be those who bring that good news. Come to Jesus, surrendered, giving our hearts to him in praise and glory and thanksgiving. Letting other people know, because then pray for the Lord. You know, and then what do? We gotta pray that, you know, remember that challenge I gave you a while back, all the way to December 24th, to pray for at least 3 people that you know that are not following Christ. Pray for a break in. Pray that God will break into their lives. I don't know how he's going to do it. But pray for that break-in to where they will finally, he'll get their attention, and then that there will be, by his power, that there will be a breakthrough going on in their hearts. And that breakthrough will lead into breakout. And see, in my life, when I came home, praise the Lord, I tell you something, I was a failure. I even thought about committing suicide at that time. I was really in bad shape. And then through a question from my mom, you want to go to church? Yes, I said. And I started to go. And as time went on, it took three years more. God break into my life through his word and people around me who are Christians and all that. I still wasn't grasping until he finally broke into my life. Remember what my testimony is, right? Before that TV set where I was playing hooky from church. That Freddie Price, Pastor Freddie Price, who spoke a simple gospel message that broke my heart. I finally had a breakthrough. See, God was breaking into my life for years and years and years. And he gave me that breakthrough right there. And then from then on, my life has changed. Slowly but surely. And that's what he does. Some people, like a Paul, get knocked down. Their lives are changed immediately. And they go forth and their lives are just a sacrifice unto the Lord. Some people like me are one of those guys that you just kind of go, you know, take a little step and maybe a step back. I don't know which one you are. But God is still working in our lives. And he's asking us to listen. To run after. To praise. And this final part here, it says, welcome, a welcome break. And it says, you know, this is what the angels were singing. Actually, they weren't really singing. They were proclaiming. Maybe it sounded like a song to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Peace to whom his favor rests. That means to all who will what? Yeah. All who will come to him. All who have had to break through and are breaking out. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the example of the shepherds and of Elijah and a woman of Zarephath. Lord, you're breaking in to so many lives. Because that your desire is that all to be saved, none to perish. So those who have been broken into, and you're causing a breakthrough, and we have to break out into praise and thanksgiving. Lord, may we do this more and more. Help us not to be silent, but help us to live lives of prayer, of your word, and of praise and thanksgiving, and of words of life to speak into the lives of those around us as well, to pray for them and encourage them in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe we are the angels that you're sending in the lives of the people around us, Lord, to proclaim Christ, the good news that there is one born, a newborn king, born in Bethlehem, who has come to save all of us who will listen, who will open our ears and our hearts and listen. Lord, guide us, empower us by your Spirit to go forth and to remember these things and to go forth in it, not in our own strength, but in the strength of the Lord, strength of the Holy Spirit moving in and through us so many more can hear about this good news of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I pray this in Jesus Christ's name, and all those people say, amen.